tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! Get on the floor!
Lore. So I'm replacing Tony with my big arms.
We're back!
Yes, we're back! Hello, everybody! Thank you for joining us out there, and welcome to tonight's Reclap! Yes, we are coming to you. I love the strobe lights. All right, thank you. Marissa, working it in the house. All right, I guess we could have kept dancing a little bit, but that was pretty good. I think we did some pretty good choreo. I think I need to work on my adrenaline just a little bit, get myself back into practice for that.
That was like a warm-up.
Yeah,
that was a warm-up.
Well, I'm feeling a little winded, and I don't think that's a good thing.
There's a lot to be excited about because we are back, and we are new, and we are back.
Yes, we are live from Los Angeles. We have a new time, a new season, and a new studio, and a new panel. That is what's going on tonight. Yeah, we are excited. We are bringing this panel home. This is year six, season six, for these girls, these dance moms.
Can I point out something? It's January 6th.
You know, things come in threes. Sixth season.
Yeah.
Sixth day of January.
Well, we are.
And one more.
Oh, six people who are going to tweet us right away.
Yeah! Six tweets right away. All right. Well, we are here. We are sassy. I'll go ahead. Let's introduce ourselves. I'll start at my far, 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 far left.
Hi, guys. Vivian Adobe here. Please tweet me at @vivaciouslyviv and also check out vivaciouslyvivian.com. Thanks again for all the comments when I filled in last season. I'm so glad I get to be permanent. I'm here. Going to be recapping with you guys each week.
Yeah, we are so excited to have you here, Viv. I am excited to have a new mate up here on my panel standing next to me.
We're dimple buddies.
Oh, yeah, we're dimple buddies. Oh,
yes. You guys do have cute dimples.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, gals. So sweet of you. Guys, I'm JJ Snyder at J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter. So excited to be back with you. And we're going to do some dancing this season.
Yes.
Everybody.
A lot of
May choreograph our own intros, y'all, out there. So if you have any ideas, you could do a little video and send it to us. And maybe we could incorporate your moves into our video.
We would love that. And if they're good enough, we might even show them during news and gossip.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a good addition.
That's a good idea.
Yes. There's another gal sitting next to me named Miera who's new.
Everybody. I'm so excited to be on this panel. I am Miera Jennings. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings. And I've been watching you guys throughout the season, so I'm so excited to be on the panel and actually dance with you instead of dancing behind my computer with you every week. So it's going to be super fun.
Good. We're glad our enthusiasm is contagious.
Yeah.
Yes. And hi, everybody. I'm Candace Camacho. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. If you haven't done so already, please head on over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and subscribe to our channel. Give this video a thumbs up. Give us a comment. Get in the live chat role. Get the conversation going. You know, we love to hear your feedback because you as our fans, you keep us going. You keep the momentum going. And we're here for you to recap the show for you in case you didn't get to see it. We really appreciate you guys out there on SoundCloud and iTunes as well. Woohoo! Keep listening and keep checking in with us because we love you guys too. And we are here on January 6th for season 6, episode 1.
Episode 1.
And y'all, it's going to be lots of episodes. But I really...
long season. I'm preparing myself now.
I really like this episode. What do you guys think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I love the way that it started with the hoverboards.
Oh, right? That's so, yeah, they have to bring
in LA.
Right.
It's so LA.
Bring in the trend for the new year.
Right. That was cute.
Ride the hoverboards in.
I think the girls are probably getting sponsored by the hoverboard company.
They have to be.
Because they're all over their Instagram and Twitter feeds.
Yeah, they might be.
Oh, have you tried one?
I haven't been on one yet.
Oh, I'm like a hoverboard pro right now.
Oh, you really are?
Yes. If I can actually get, if you guys will gift me with a hoverboard, yes, I will really do a dance with a hoverboard for our after show.
She'll show you how to do it.
Yes. It awesome. Looks like so much fun. I'm dying to get on one.
Yeah. It's like kind of a workout, too. Like, because you have to move your body weight. So if you're good at dancing, you should be able to hang.
Yeah. Hey. They have good balance. They have good abs. They have good stability. Yeah. Good core.
Now, I've been on a Segway. Is it the same? Because it doesn't have handles. So I'm thinking
there's no handles.
But it's a similar lean. Similar.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's similar, but hoverboards just sound cooler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does.
Segway, hoverboard.
So let's kick it off, girls, to a not so fun topic, because previously the girls have lost their national title and they feel like Abby feels like she's been humiliated. Her girls were humiliated. They've been called sore losers. So that's a big topic throughout the episode. There was, however, a couple positive things that I really liked. I liked what Jill said. She said, at some point, it's not about, you know, winning. It's about the experience and the opportunities that the girls get. So I was like, oh, thank you.
Right.
You know, like a little bit of positivity in there.
Yeah.
And Kendall was also really positive when she said, well, we got this big new studio and Abby's got to be in like a better mood. Like, who could be in a bad mood in this gorgeous studio in LA?
Right.
It's like they finally got it. They made it. But that wasn't the case, was it?
No, but it was nice to see that Kendall, you can see that Kendall's growing up a bit.
They're all growing up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That response was so mature from her, and I was kind of surprised and delighted from it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel too, like as a fan, like we've had some time off, and they have had some time off before they filmed this season too. So I feel like you can kind of get that like perspective of like, hey, like there's a lot of drama and a lot of bad things that go on, but look at all the opportunities for all these girls.
They came back fresh, I felt like. And I felt that in their energy, and that was nice, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone except Abby.
Exactly. Right. And, of course, Melissa's on her high pedestal because Maddie, well, she reveals how busy Maddie and Mackenzie were over the summer. Mm-hmm. And then Maddie's not there. She's in New York filming a movie. So, and then, of course, a big topic of the show was who's going to replace her. You would think by now that they would know that none of those girls are going to be replacing Maddie, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
It's weird. I always thought Kalani was next in line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not even going to be there because she's got to be at her dad's
wedding.
Right.
So, that really stirs things up. It makes it competitive. And rough, like who's going to fill that spot? I didn't think they'd make it like that. I thought they'd just add in another young person.
I thought that they would just kind of switch it up a little bit and not do the same thing that they've done over and over again.
Right.
You know, why can't they just be a good, great group of girls? Why does somebody have to be the Maddie girl?
Maddie, right?
You know, I know.
That's why we watch, right?
If everyone gets along and everyone's on, if there's no pyramid, then why watch?
Right. Melissa reveals that she has legal guardianship over Kalani, and she's, you know, very kind of cool about that. But I think that's, like, you know, from a mother's point of view, that's a big responsibility, and Kira couldn't be there because she's got to have a baby. She's going to have a person. So that's, you know, Melissa kind of starts out on her kind of high horse type personality that we've seen in the past. And then Abby comes out and is sassy as ever, right? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
She was not playing any games. She's ready to go.
What did you guys think about the pyramid this time?
I thought that it was totally Abby, because this was an opportunity to kind of encourage your girls to work harder, and just the way she did it wasn't necessarily the most encouraging, but it's Abby, so what should I expect?
Yeah. At least they were all on the same line.
Yeah,
that's true.
Know?
But
yeah,
like, all at the bottom.
Right. So for our iTunes and SoundCloud listeners, she had all of the girls come up, grab their headshots in one row, turn around, look in the mirror. That's where you are on the pyramid. You're on the bottom. So that's kind of what happened. And then what did you guys think about Abby coming in and saying that there was no extra activities. So there's going to be, you know, no concerts, no music videos, no nothing, no photo shoots, no nothing.
I think what we're seeing is like the delayed punishment from winning second place last season, right, at the finals. So it's so consistent with Abby's character. Yeah.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
But why then does Maddie get to be filming her movie?
Because she's Maddie. Right?
She's the prodigal child. Yeah. Mother.
And, I mean, in Abby's defense, I do kind of understand where all of those extra things could be seen as, you know, a distraction. Maybe that's why they didn't place as high at nationals in her eyes. But to let that out of the gate first thing.
Yeah. You
know, right.
Yeah.
She's like a drill sergeant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
She is.
Well, and then later on in the show, they said that Maddie was filming that video, the movie in New York because it was a dance part. So that's how she, like, reasoned with it. She's in the movie because it's a dance part, so that's why she got to go. But, I mean, we all know that that's not fair, especially if Jill's and Kendall's phone is ringing off the hook all summer. Activities for Kendall, like, why can't she do those? And Maddie McKenzie have been busy all summer.
Well, I feel like Abby also wants to be, like, the head of their opportunities. Mm-hmm. So when Nia does something and it's not with her, she doesn't really want that. And she didn't probably want Kendall and Jill to take those opportunities if it wasn't through her.
And so in that same way, she treats JoJo the same way.
Right.
Right? Because if she's not representing those opportunities, if they're not benefiting her, exactly, then she's not as on board. Mm-hmm. But also, just Maddie's always just had, like, the golden pass.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like if other girls had opportunities that came up that made Abby look good, then she would endorse them. Yeah. Right?
But if you were Jill, like, I was trying to put myself in Jill's position, and the phone was ringing off the hook for my daughter, I don't think I would turn those opportunities down.
I wouldn't have.
Because
I definitely wouldn't.
No, because the thing that you got to understand is these jobs, they don't last forever. You're there today and you're not tomorrow. Even my mom's trying to get me to go back to school to get a teaching degree just in case.
Yeah. I'm like,
okay, well, that could be plan Z, you know, because you always hope that your career will go well, but you never know. I mean, this is the end of the road for the girls. This is the last season. It's not going to go on after this. Exactly. So I think that I will be taking those opportunities.
Yeah, they're not going to be working under Abby forever.
Are you laughing at me, JJ?
No, I'm just laughing because I'm like, the thought that came to my head is like, yeah, you're only 13 once. You've got to see that. Like,
yeah.
We're talking about like 12, 13, 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
I know.
Kind of tying back into the no activities, I'm thinking they're so young. If they don't get to have fun with their friends and with each other and with this whole experience and they're just drilling through, that's not going to make a great childhood either.
I feel like Abby's going to... She started out that way because, like JJ said, she was bitter about last season. But I feel like once they start getting those calls again and they're winning over this competition season, she's going to change her mind.
Mm-hmm. Winning. Right? And I actually,
winning, number one.
And I actually agree with what you said. I feel like Abby is afraid of the girls and their opportunities because once season six is over, which, you know, maybe she's afraid of what she's going to do. She's filmed some other shows. They just did the one season. I mean, I'm sure she has lots of opportunities, but, you know, this has been a huge, huge thing for her. So she might be a little bit scared.
For Abby.
Abby might be scared.
I think Abby is feeling the pressure in multiple ways, in her personal life, in her financial life, in her business life, in ways that, like, she never has before. So I think, underneath all that fear is that she has to keep it together and keep the show successful.
Because you always got to have plan A, B, C, at least.
Especially because the other girls, they definitely can still have, you know, big names and big opportunities once the show is over.
Exactly.
Even just the girls who aren't on the show anymore are still all over.
They still have names.
Yeah. Yeah. Teen Choice Awards, getting awards on stage.
Right.
Oh,
man.
Million hits on YouTube. Like, they're well known. Okay, so we should probably touch on the fact that there was a little cat fight between Jill and Abby.
Rare!
You wore the perfect shirt for that.
JJ was ready.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And rightfully so. Again, she's upset that she turned down activities for her, and why can't Kendall step up to Maddie's place? But I guess my question for you all out there, and you girls, is I just don't think that Kendall has had the winning track record to step in those shoes. She hasn't proven that she can win over and over. And granted, we have said before she hasn't gotten, like, the best choreography in our opinions. And, you know, she's always got the props, but...
That's right.
But, I mean, you would really have to be continually number one.
Right.
So,
well, I feel like Jill was kind of leaning on the fact that she, like she said, I do everything you ask, Abby. Like, why not Kendall? Mm-hmm. It's not about what you're doing. And I feel like she's trying to kind of cater to Abby, and hopefully this will get Kendall to the top. We all know Abby's not really like that. And she might take advantage of Jill that way. Right. Oh, well, yeah, do this, and I got this for Kendall. But at the end of the day, if Kendall's skills, like you said, if she's not winning consistently, then she's not going to put her out there as her number one girl.
Right. And, yeah. And then, you know, I'm sure Jill wants more musical opportunities for her daughter, too.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, I can see how from a mom point of view, and when you're within all the girls, it must be confusing, like... But at the end of the day, it's like who wins first place, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Abby always sees that.
Yeah, that's right? What it's about for this show right now is that first place trophy. No matter how you got there, you know. Well, you know what I mean. Within reason.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about the next best, Maddie. Her name is Brynn.
Yes, yeah, little she's cutie. So
cute. I know. She's really cute. She was on last season just a couple of weeks. Beautiful. Spot on technique, great turns, a lot of strength, a lot of flexibility. So she definitely could give Maddie a run for her money. And it did show, a clip of Maddie saying, you know, she was a little worried because Brynn had great technique.
Great technique. And I feel like she has that je ne sais quoi, that special it factor that Maddie always shows on stage.
She's
too.
A performer.
Mm-hmm. She's a performer, a real performer through her face, everything. Like, she doesn't have to do any movements. And sometimes the other girls cheat a little bit here and there, but she doesn't look like that's her character as a dancer.
Isn't it so exciting, too, just to have, like, someone fresh to kind of be excited?
It's always fun to have someone watch. New. Yeah.
Yeah. Not that we don't love all the girls who are there already, but it's pretty exciting. And she's from Arizona.
Yes.
Brynn.
I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is. She's from the same studio, I believe, that Kehlani's from.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so speaking of some dancing, the group dance is The Boy in the Plastic Bubble. I had never heard of this movie. Shoot me now, I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I
Where have you been?
I know, right?
Exactly. I Googled it. John Travolta is the boy in the plastic ball, and he's like 15 when this movie showed. He's so young.
So it was a TV series, and it was like, it was rerun like in the late 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Yes.
Never in my life did I. Did you? Yes. Did you know?
No. Oh, okay. I did.
What about I had you no guys? Idea. Did you guys know about the man in the plastic bubble?
And it's from a long time ago. Yeah.
And my heart went out. I'm like, my goodness, that's like, would be the worst, you know? Okay, so did anybody immediately when they were like, okay, some girl's going to be in the plastic bubble, what kid did your mind go
Nia.
To?
Nia.
Oh, no, I was actually so surprised they did JoJo. I would have thought Kendall because I would have thought maybe props.
Yeah.
But I did not think JoJo. Okay.
I was actually hoping it would be JoJo because it's such an emotional
role.
She
gotta act it out.
Yeah. You need someone to really give it all, especially like they have something around them, so they have to really penetrate through the bubble so that the judges will actually feel them.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. You hit the nail on the head.
Yes.
Because at first I thought, oh my gosh, Abby's given JoJo privilege because she doesn't step out and do that a lot. And then I thought, oh wait, what a perfect harnessing of her like acting ability.
Yeah. I thought JoJo would be a good fit. First of all, for her size, because she's one of the more petite and then her emotion. But here's the deal with the ball. JoJo's the only one in the ball. The other girls are dancing around her, but JoJo has 5 minutes of air to do the performance. So the girls are, you know, trying to unzip this ball. It's just a disaster from the beginning. Like, we're not even a fourth of the way through the season or episode one, and we're already, like, talking about a casualty on within the kids.
Right, and in my mind, I'm like, so you can put any air bends or hook some holes.
Right.
Yeah, so... I mean,
did that make you saw her when she reached back to at the very end, she kind of opened it with her elbow so that the air would come in.
Yeah.
And I know that was, like, a very important moment, but it was scary for me a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to put kids in plastic bags.
Exactly. Right. I can't imagine how the moms were feeling, too, just watching it, thinking, oh, my gosh, I hope this zipper opens. This zipper needs to open.
Right.
I'd be so nervous. I don't know if I would let my daughter do that, to be honest.
Well, nobody even brings it up, like...
They don't ask
until
at all.
They don't... No, nobody brings it up until the very end, until they're about to go on stage. Like, what happens if it doesn't open?
Yeah, I think
what
Mia happens asked.
If the, Mia, like, what happens if the zipper doesn't open? What are we going to do?
Because these are, like, super girls. I mean, they could, like, jump off the stage on bungees and they'd be okay. Their abilities are so advanced. Who were the two girls who unzipped it, by the way?
I think one was Kendall.
Kendall?
Mm-hmm. Kendall.
Was it Brynn? It was some...
Maybe it was Brynn.
I don't know.
I couldn't see.
I don't remember.
I just remember because I think Jill said something about it.
Mm-hmm. They had to turn the zipper around. It was kind of in the wrong place. The girls, boom, took care of it.
At the competition.
Yeah. That was interesting. Good stuff. Okay, well, they're going up against their all-time rival. And I love how every episode is their all-time rival. But this one is specifically because Jeanette has taken over BDA. And they are doing some kind of show, something like The Waiting Room.
Yeah, they're doing a knockoff.
A knockoff of The Waiting Room.
I thought that was
the girl's
old
number.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, that's...
You know, I just feel like everything is so personal with... Okay, and maybe I'm the only one, but I'm starting to miss Kathy and Candy Apples as the rivals.
Oh, my God!
I'm like, I'm so bored with the Jeanette Ava revenge thing. I miss Kathy and her annoying little lines and attacking Abby for no reason. I'm starting to miss that. So I'm like, when Jeanette announced that they would be doing The Waiting Room again and the way it should have been and we're going to show Abby, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Miara, we were getting tired of that last season.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the same jab every time.
I was really trying to like Jeanette because one thing that I really admire about Jeanette is that girl has some tenacity. I mean,
she does. Mm-hmm.
She has gotten herself and her daughter on a primetime spot on a huge television show. So that I have to admire. I really do. She has been thrown under the bus many times, mm-hmm. and you know, a lot of women would gone out crying, but she's there and she's changed it. So I was like, wow, man, I'm really kind of liking her. Until
right, I liked a lot of the BDA's performances prior to this, but then this one was just such a watered down version that I'm like, are you being lazy or are you really just what's going on here? Because this is not, you shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, I don't think that they should have done a knockoff of another, you know, name. But what really upset me was when Jeanette was crying and talking about how she was in the waiting room. Her older sister had died in a car accident.
Oh,
And she was saying how Abby doesn't know those emotions. How, you know, she's cold and she's never hurt like Jeanette has. And that's how she missed the entire mark on the number. But that's not fair because Abby's totally shown emotions. And I'm not an Abby lover, but she does have emotions. I mean, her mother did die. We did see that true, raw emotion. And so I just thought that of Jeanette, that was like a really low jab.
Well, it's just personal. And this, it shouldn't be personal.
It shouldn't be in the show. That shouldn't be in the show.
It's
like
a
something
performance.
Like that. Yeah. It's about,
I mean, I think I have respect for her. She's a dancer of her own right, too. If you want to talk about like who she is as a mom and a dancer and a choreographer.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game playing is like,
it's getting old.
Yeah, maybe just, you know, a little bit. Just something new and fresh. No praying mantises, you know, nothing. That type of thing. Right. And then she's also bringing two great dancers in.
Right.
Yeah, she's bringing the little boy. What's his name?
Gavin.
Yes,
he's so cute.
And he was just on Ellen, and then I Googled that. It was amazing.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
Cool.
He was really good.
What did he do?
He just did. He's just an amazing performer. He's an amazing performer, just like we saw, you know, tonight or on the show.
So Isn't it nice to have a little...
A little boy?
Male?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I always get excited when a man comes on, a little boy or any males, any testosterone comes on the show for a little bit.
And he's so good.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. He is good. So I don't know if we want to mention that little cat fight between Kendall and Abby and about how Kendall almost walks out because of the action between Abby and her mom. So what do you guys think of that?
That was just
no words, just
yeah.
I was sort of I was kind of like, okay, let's get to the let's get to the dancing,
right? And it seemed so it seemed so short, like I want to quit, and then 2 minutes later they're back, like why?
There was no payoff.
Just relax a little bit. Just Abby saying the same stuff she always does. But I think her mom did get really kind of, I wasn't expecting that much anger. Do you know what I mean? Like at the time when she brought up, oh, I was so loyal, and then Abby's like, well, she did ballet class and she her technique's not that great. That's when she got upset. Well, I didn't come here asking you if Kendall's technique was great. Well, that's why she's not replacing Maddie. So I feel like she shouldn't have really gotten that mad.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really anything out of character for Abby.
We should call her Jaliqua. You know?
Jaliqua. Holliqua.
Jaliqua.
Because, Jill, you know, she almost starting to carry the show with her dramaticness.
Yeah.
You know?
Holly's kind of cooled down a bit.
She cooled down, yeah.
Jill's bringing it back up.
She's bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta love Jill. She does have a very cool personality.
She's cool. Don't you think, too, you know, you just wonder if the producers are like little conductors going like, okay.
Oh, they have to be.
Now, Jill.
Your turn.
Come on. Because you know Holly will be back.
Right.
You know, getting upset about something. But
yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, these moms really put in some work.
They do.
On this show.
And there was a ridiculous cat fight outside the competition, but I think we should just get to the competition.
Yeah, let's get to the competition.
Okay. All right, let's get to the competition and these solos. Okay, so Gavin's solo is first with The Comeback. What'd you guys think of that? What did you guys think of that?
I think he is dynamite. I think he's fantastic. He's so good. Yeah, he's just super impressive. And I just think he's really, like, accurate, and I love his...
Oh, that's a good word.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
It's just going to be really exciting. I hope we get to see him all season. Cool.
I do, too, and I hope that this influences Abby to bring a Gavin to ALDC permanently, because there's so many boys that come in for, you know, a performance, and then they're gone, and I know it's Dance Moms, so... But, I mean... There's dance moms who have little boys who are great
dancers.
That
would be fun to
collaborate. Give him a chance, yeah. Yeah, I thought he was right on. I really liked his emotions. But as far as the choreography, if I, like, was going to be, like, really nitpicky, it was, like, too many, like, extensions. And then, like, just throwing a leg up. I personally like to see them kick their leg up and then hold it there and then slowly bring it back down. And I love those moves, but I want to be left, like, wanting more, you know? I want to be like, oh, I want to see it again. But every move was like, bam, bam. It's like, okay, you can do that. Okay, we got it. But, like, I want to see more. I just wanted to see maybe the transitions between his movements. But, I mean, he's definitely a talented guy. And he's emotionally mature for his age.
Yeah. Candace, you want to see this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, slow.
Can we incorporate that in our intro next week?
Yeah! Because I'm living on the dance floor.
Oh!
Love it.
I want to see extensions from all of you tonight.
I have a dress on, so I can't.
Oh! Tights next week.
Okay.
Tights and leotards.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Tights and leotards. And ballet shoes. No. Okay, so Bryn is up next with the coronation. What'd you think about that one?
I thought she was beautiful. She's so good on stage. And she does remind me of Maddie, the way she connects with the audience and she performs. I just don't think all the girls have that quality. I think it takes a special dancer to be able to connect and tell that story. And still, like, her technique is amazing. I think she can even do stuff Maddie hasn't really shown. Honestly.
Whoa.
I'm going there. I mean, because even Maddie, like you said, Maddie even admitted her technique's amazing. I'm a little nervous. I think I would love to see them go head-to-head.
Hey, you're talking about two people who are, they're multi-talented, right? Because when you can do it all, when you can perform and connect and dance, like, amazing. They're both impressive in their own right. What do you think?
Definitely. I was really excited because I just, something about her just makes me want to root for her. Mm-hmm. And so when she was doing well, I was like, yes, you're doing well.
Yeah.
Like, it just really, mm-hmm. just brought up my spirits, even though they weren't down anyway. But
because she was so nervous because she was going up against Gavin and they had
Right. They all pretty much thought he was going to win.
Yeah, because he gets extra points because he's a boy, supposedly, in the dancer world because there's a lot less boys. I don't know if that's true, but right when she started dancing, I was like, she's going to give Gavin a run for his money. She seems like just such a cute, honest, like, sweet little girl.
There's something so genuine about her.
Yeah, genuine about her that I really liked. I love that headpiece. That was really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Very cute.
She was kind of nervous, which is surprising me because she's performed a lot.
Right. That adds to her charm. I love that she was nervous.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've watched these girls for so many years, so many seasons, that sometimes it's like they're pros, even though they're still young. And
they're
still
young.
They get anxiety, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go there and say I don't think she has that Maddie wow factor when she performs. There's still, in my opinion, that spark that Maddie does have.
Is she younger? She's 12.
Uh-huh.
So they're the same.
And
age.
Maddie is
Maddie 13?
Maddie must be 13.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say maybe she'll grow into it a little bit more, but
she
if they're the same age
than
Maddie.
Yeah.
Now, do you mean wow factor? More,
something
that
from
doesn't,
inside.
Doesn't
mm-hmm.
you as
something,
much.
Yeah, something from inside. Mm. That and even Kalani doesn't have it, even though I'm like so pro Kalani and I love her so much. She doesn't
Kalani.
Quite have that wow factor for me too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they're all talented. I'm just being like,
yeah.
6 years in, I have to think of something to say.
Right.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, though, you can't deny that Maddie is the star for a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, she just stands out. There's
Solid.
Something about her. That's it.
Yeah.
Like. You can't deny it.
But we love all the girls, and we're really happy for their opportunities.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, speaking of opportunities, we've got the girl in the plastic bubble. So JoJo rolls the bubble out with 5 minutes of air, mind you. The other girls come out with their masks on.
Masks, which must be kind of uncomfortable when you're dancing, breathing hard, and breathing into a mask.
Yeah.
You know what that is? When you have a mask on?
Yeah, like, I have a mask on, like, every other day, so...
What?!
I'm kidding.
Oh, like, are you a nurse or something?
I know, but yeah, I was worried about that because breathing is so important when you're dancing. I'm like, how are they going to make sure they're getting their breaths on time?
Mm-hmm.
They made it work.
Yeah, they always make it work. Mm-hmm. They, you know, it was such an interesting visual for me that I was like, okay, these girls and their masks and in the plastic bubble. I give JoJo mega props for everything that she did in that bubble and making it work. There just wasn't quite enough movement for me because, I mean, I've never been in a plastic bubble. I'm way too tall for that. But I was expecting more kind of movements from her. But I know she was doing all that she could do with what she was given. I mean, I'm not taking away her talent. I missed some of the choreography. If I was just watching it one time, I would have missed some of the choreography because I was wondering what this girl was doing. And then that movie was, like, so long ago. I mean, these girls aren't going to get this, the concept. Like, I don't know, I would not have, would you have gotten that concept if you didn't know it?
No.
The story?
Not. No, I watched the episode, not in order, so I saw the dance before I actually knew what the origin was coming from,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get the message.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I had heard the background that I went back and watched it again, and it made more sense to me, even with JoJo's movements. If she's supposed to play someone that's kind of sickly, I could understand why she's not dancing as much as the others.
Right.
But from just watching it, if I was a judge or someone in the audience, I don't think I would have understood the message the way Abby wanted it to be understood.
I didn't understand the reference to the John Travolta show at first either. I just thought it was another lyrical,
right.
You know, Abby likes, she wins with these all also like kind of suffering oriented pieces.
Right.
Like, she does.
Right? It's always, it's like a little, it's kind of like
the
darker the better.
Yeah.
Lots of doom and
the
gloom.
The Amber Alert.
DC.
Okay, so next up we have the waiting room with BDA. Did we get that? How did it compare to the ALDC girls waiting room?
I just don't think it was worth, I don't think the outcome was worth the process.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was wowed enough to be like, wow, now I see. She really did show them how to do the waiting room. I was like, eh.
And the whole setup with the chairs thing.
Oh, yeah. That whole situation before was just really political.
It was just like politics.
Yeah. Hashtag Petty Abby. That was so
Petty
weird.
Abby.
She's over here, like, world star, like, ready to film and upload it, right, waiting for Jeanette to just
blow
this guy out or something.
For our iTunes listeners, what happens was the BDA moms bring their props on stage. They take too long. They're only supposed to take 45 seconds. They take two. Abby goes to the judges, say, I want them disqualified because they're taking too long. They're disrupting the competition. And then they do get points taken off of their number. That's what happened. They did get points taken off of their number. I thought it was a little weird how they set their chairs up. I don't know how else you're supposed to do it, but maybe they should have practiced that. if you need to practice, like, putting chairs.
But it would have been sad if they hadn't been able to perform, because for a while it seemed like the particularly Abby was pushing for them not even to perform and to just be completely disqualified with no performance.
Mm-hmm. I think she's just, like, kind of trying to play dirty because she knows. Oh, yeah. Like,
and she might have actually been a little nervous, too. Because they did lose to them last season, so maybe she was like, oh, well, if they're out, that's a shoe-in for us.
Exactly. But, that's exactly what was on their mind.
Yeah. And irritated that they were copying her number.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I absolutely love that choreography. Those girls reminded me of women that were, like, going out to battle to, like, fight a fight and win. Like, how they walked. I watch all those, like, little details, how they walk and place their foot. And, I love the choreography. Jeanette's a great choreographer. I didn't get the story. If I didn't know that it was a waiting room, I never would have gotten that. So that's, you know, kind of points off. But I really loved the choreography.
Yeah, it was good. So, I think my favorite part was the very end when they pushed the chairs and just held hands.
Yeah.
I thought that was the most powerful part for me.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. I liked that, too. Yeah. It was good. Okay, so let's talk about who won.
Let's do it.
Yay. Who won those goods? Okay, so first up we have the solos. And Gavin comes in second place with Comeback. And I actually, were you guys surprised that Bryn won first and Gavin won second?
I was a little surprised, to be honest. A little surprised. But I do feel like it was good for Bryn just for her position with the show. I feel like starting early on with a bang gives them confidence in her
Definitely.
That she does have potential to be that next star. If she had gotten second place this first episode, it would make me question Abby's decision.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. And she really wowed the other moms. Like, the other moms were like, wow, Bryn, okay.
Yeah, so, it was good,
I feel like it could have gone either way. But.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I felt like Bryn was going to give him a run for his money. So, you know, even though he's a boy and he gets, you know, boy points, like, she was right there on top with her technique. Okay, so the group. So BDA did get second place with their waiting room, and the first place goes to the plastic bubble. The girl in the plastic bubble. I really feel like if BDA didn't get points taken off, I feel like they would have won.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I felt like their technique was so superior to ALDC's for this competition that it really came down to those extra points that they lost.
I thought so, too. I didn't feel like the choreography compared.
I know.
The energy.
I was kind of disappointed. I felt like I love the bubble, but it was a little, like you said, it was distracting. I don't know if the judges were looking at the other dancers as much.
I felt part of that was because the camera kept focusing on the bubble and JoJo, and you couldn't see
the choreography.
That's the way I saw it. I'm like, okay, there. I had to look to see the other girls.
Right.
Like,
but I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't know. All right.
Well, BDA's got a thing going. I mean, they're,
Yeah, so we'll see them back. We'll see Jeanette back and her choreography, and I hope that she just comes with a fresh new routine next time. Like,
you know, she's less bitter. Just be a little bit.
Yeah, because she's now got this great opportunity. She's over these comments. Like, you know, it's her time to shine. Like, be beautiful and be talented and, you know, just a little bit less bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple notches down, right? Take it down a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of taking it down a couple, real quick, Melissa cries at the end because she knows things are going to change for her and her daughters because, you know, Maddie's, you know, doing movies and such as this. And I was just like, oh, boy, you should be happy that you're going to be seeing your little girl on a big screen.
Exactly. They can't be on a competition team forever. Like, yeah. I would be so excited that Maddie's moving on.
Right. Even though that's her home. My child is making money.
Right.
College money in dance school. Go get some of it back.
Yeah. Right. But isn't that that's the goal? To work, you know, do the competitions, and then you move on to professional work. So yeah. I get that she was emotional because
I think part of it, isn't it too, just part of it, like, and I'm not a mom, Kenneth, but you are, just the idea, like, my 13, we think she's 13 now, my 13-year-old's in New York alone right now, or obviously she has some kind of caretaker. Right. I don't know if her dad's there with her, but mm-hmm. just physically, like, it must be nerve-wracking to not be able to be with your children.
Yeah.
Like, or just to, you know.
Yeah. I think it would be really nerve-wracking, but Melissa, this is a different topic, but Melissa has put every blood, gut, tears into her kids. Mm-hmm. So it's kids, kids, kids. I don't think she has any interests or hobbies herself that make her happy or make her fulfilled. So when her kids are done,
that's a good point,
and they're ready to fly the coop, then she's probably like, well, what the heck? You know, what am I going to do now? And as a mother, you have to be sure that you don't give 100% to your kids all the time, because you have to do you too, because one day they're going to be gone and you have to have something for you, some interest. And she said before, my life is my kids, my life is my kids. And that's somewhat true, but I mean, I don't know. Some people call me selfish, a selfish mom. So I don't know.
I think that's a really valid point. And it's an interesting dilemma for a mom.
It is,
isn't it?
Yeah. And it's a dilemma for the child too, because I feel like that would put extra pressure on the child, because they know this, my dancing is my mom's whole world. I can't mess this up. Mm. What if I change my mind and want to do something else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if I lose, my mom loses. You know, if I lose the competition, my mom loses. Yeah, I mean, that's where that, like, super involved stage mother persona comes from at times.
Yeah, that's why I keep the balance. Like, my child's my first ministry, but I have, like, lots of other things that I do, and jobs and auditions and yoga and reading and blogging and videos. And
you teach yoga, don't you?
yes.
Candace teaches yoga.
I do teach yoga.
She's gonna do a down dog for us this season.
Maybe not. I don't know. Okay, but before we get into news and gossip, I just quickly ignored that. I really got upset about Abby's comment about that she had shekels around her ankles and now she's paying the consequences. So was she saying that the ALDC girls are like shekels for her?
I didn't think so.
I thought she was talking about her little situation.
Financial problems.
Right. But legal
it could
problems.
Be both.
I mean, I didn't... I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, as many of you guys know, Abby is under some kind of legal trouble. Financial trouble.
We saw that in the previews.
Yes, we saw that alluded to on the show. Well, I guess we're going to catch some of it this season. That's what I thought she meant.
Okay.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay.
I feel like it wasn't very clear, though. Because
right,
the girls
it could have been
so
any.
Nervous.
They were confused. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were. And you know what?
I was confused.
You know what, ladies? That's a great thing about being a host, is because it's all about our opinions. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So when y'all are commenting, just so you know, that's our job, to have opinions and see things differently.
Oh, and speaking of that, since we have these two new fabulous hosts, we love to get feedback from everybody. And just so you know, we sort of like, we have like a drama-free zone, right, Candace?
Yeah.
Like, we want everyone to just discuss their opinions about the show,
right,
but not to attack each other.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love
it. We are going to come here and bring you the show with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement, and our opinions.
Leg kicks!
And our leg extensions. All right, do we have anything else left for this episode? Because we need to get into news and gossip.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Music
gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
And our little gossip girl with that
gossip
sweater.
Girl.
She's got it today.
Oh, this is exciting. Okay, guys, we've got some news and gossip. Viv's going to help me today.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I thought it would be fitting to start off to talk about the Queen Bee, Miss Abby Lee, who spent the holidays vacationing, as all the girls did, really took some time off, but Miss Abby was in Miami.
Ooh,
and I believe she was
nice.
Hosted by the Loews Beach Hotel.
Oh.
So she was posting pictures, and they were very fancy, and she said she had a great time, so that was neat. And then we have a really cute photo photo that she posted on her Instagram of the girls outside the Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, cute.
The whole cast. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw it. The girls are all jumping up in the air. It was the cutest photo. I thought it was such a great way to kick off the season. It was really fun. And you may have seen on Miss Abby's Twitter feed last night that after... Oh, she posted this tweet, which I can't read because I can't see the screen. Marissa, can you read the tweet for us?
Well, the tweet says, well, that's a wrap. Trust me, this season there will be off-the-charts drama. Are you ready? Hashtag Dance Moms Band.
So she said, yes, last night after the show, she said there's going to be lots of drama. Ooh. And that should surprise nobody. yes. And it sounds, though, that she has some big plans for 2016. Also on Abby's Twitter feed yesterday, she had an announcement about Abby's International Dad's Adventure. I don't know if you guys saw this. It doesn't explain it, but it looks like there's going to be some sort of international tour. Okay. Coming up this year.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Multiple cities all over the world. And it was hashtag Abby's International Dance Adventure. And then let's talk about our new girl, Bryn Rumfalo. She's so fun to follow online. Her mom is on Instagram as well. And she has a really cute YouTube page if you guys aren't following it already. And we have a great picture of her. She posted on her Segway.
Cute.
Oh, she is on that Segway all the time.
Cute.
Yes, very cute.
All right.
And we know her. Bryn has come along because she's filling in for Maddie, and we mentioned the movie tonight. The movie she was filming is called The Book of Henry. Ooh. She's acting alongside Naomi Watts.
Oh, wow.
And we have a picture of That's her huge. And Naomi. And... the film is due to come out this year, 2016. That's it for news and gossip.
All right.
That's
well, thanks. Awesome. Thank you, JJ and Vivian, for heading up that gossip.
Yeah,
Vivian.
Vivian, do you have any news? My news is that it is still January 6th. We are still your Dance Moms panel, and you're going to come back every week and watch us.
Yes.
Every week.
Did we have any predictions for next week?
And now, you're after
Buzz. I just love
TV.
That thing. I saw on my predictions something about Debbie Allen wanting to work with the girls.
Right.
Yes.
So Debbie Allen is a huge choreographer here in Los Angeles. I have some friends that have worked with her, and they have toured with Mariah Carey, with Ne-Yo. They've been to Dubai, and they've performed in, like, all of the huge awards shows. So this woman knows her stuff, and it showed a little clip of her dancers, and I was like, woo!
Yeah.
You know?
She's amazing.
The girls need to get some of that type of choreography, because that's what's out here. It is Debbie Allen. So I'm not sure how that's going to go down next week, but and then something about Abby needing to be in jail for 5 years.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
This is going to be really exciting. Debbie Allen does not strike me as a person who would play along with drama on the show.
Not at all.
Yeah. I used to work with Debbie Allen once. We both went to Howard University. She is a trustee member at the university still. And she is a queen. And you will not disrespect anything in her kingdom. So Abby better be prepared if... Debbie expresses any interest in any of her dancers. You don't mess around with Miss Allen.
Wow. Mm. All right. You said it like a true after buzzer there, Vivian. I like it.
Got her up for my school like and the queen.
Yeah. All right, ladies, let's wrap this up. Where can they find you, Vivian?
So, guys, you can always find me at VivaciouslyViv on Twitter and Instagram, VivaciouslyVivian.com, and, of course, check out my YouTube page.
Thank you, Vivaciously Viv. Guys, please reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter at J2Snyder. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. You can find me at Miera Jennings on Twitter and Instagram. Can't wait to connect.
And you can follow me on my YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life, or tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Thanks again for tuning in with us, and we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.